Hello, welcome, dear brothers and sisters. May Amma shower her richest blessings upon you and your family always. Today, I would like to discuss a very controversial topic in our religion, and that is, what is trance? First of all, we need to understand that trance is not God, but it is rather a spiritual vibration that the devotee experiences. Trance is one of the most ancient spiritual practices in Hinduism. In a trance, the devotee resembles the respective deity in terms of their appearance as well as the deity's mannerisms. In essence, the devotee becomes the deity during the short period of time. Imagine when turning on a light in your home. The bulb is you, and the light is the divine energy within you. Best way that I can describe trance, it is like a sudden surge of energy that builds and builds once you close your eyes while worshipping the relevant deity. Before you know it, it feels like an explosion happening deep inside your body, and the energy courses through every one of your veins in your body. Trance occurs when the vibrations of the human body are temporarily charged with pure energy or shakti. This happens by the devotee listening to bhajans, which causes the body to then move in a rocking motion. You know if you have trance. There are many ways of knowing this. Firstly, by being told by another trance, or by going to a guru or priest that checks your horoscope, or as we know it, opens book for you. You can also get trance by inheriting it from your family deity or Kuladeva that gets passed on from generation to generation. Some devotees also can get trance by achieving a high level of spirituality through years of meditation and chanting. Symptoms of having trance are headaches, body pains, heavy shoulders, and also constant dreams about the relevant deity. In a trance, the devotee also performs various acts like lighting camphor on their hands or tongue, piercing without feeling pain or without any blood coming out, walking on fire without feeling any pain, or pulling a chariot without feeling any pain. There are different levels of trance. When a person first gets trance, they are able to remember everything and can even remember their surroundings. In the next level, the devotee totally blacks out and does not remember anything at all once they have come out of trance. At a more supreme level, the devotee can communicate through the deity without calling a trance at all, imparting divine messages and blessings on the devotees. Two different types of trance. Firstly, Sami, and secondly, Arulvaku. Sami is where the devotee enters a state where the body loses control and begins to dance. Most people have this type of trance, which is Sami. Arul is where it's passed down from guru to student after several years of meditation and chanting, or if it gets passed down from generation to generation with your family deity or Kuladevam. In this state, the devotee acts as a medium, passing messages and blessings from the divine. These individuals are known as spiritual healers. They solve devotees' problems like sickness, removing evil, etc. They also have the ability to communicate with deceased loved ones and also have psychic abilities in terms of seeing the past and the future. The third eye is where true enlightenment and the Arul resides. State of trance gives the devotee the position to communicate directly with the deity. However, without the guidance of a guru, the path to Arul will be lost. There are cases where individuals are blessed with one of the strongest connections to the deity. However, through bad judgment, this can lead to a collapsed state of mind, which results in the Arul being lost forever. As a result of this, it impacts negatively on their lives. Having trance requires a lot of nurturing, dedication, focus, and devotion. You have to respect the deity that granted you the gift, as you were chosen for a reason. A select few are chosen, with most being on a spiritual path. Lastly, I would like to tell you, when attending a prayer, instead of waiting in a long line to get a blessing from a trance, rather go into the temple and get the blessings from the deity themselves. It is only the deity that can grant all your wishes and fulfill all your prayers. Devotion is between you, the devotee, and the divine, which is God. personal opinion, if you are fortunate enough to be blessed by having trance, please keep it to your home and confide it to your family. There are a lot of jealous and envious people in this world, and they won't hesitate to steal your aural or gift. This can be done. So please be careful and protect your energy. Nandri. Om Shakti. Parashakti.